And now, here's the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.
Greetings. Restful emptiness is the final of the four elements of change that we've discussed in building your legacy. No one can be effective in the other three elements of change if we do not practice restful emptiness. Bravery, passion, forgiveness will wane in the building process of our legacy unless we intentionally set time aside to restfully be empty. Regardless of how you describe rest, the rest you find in emptiness is necessary for us to be fruitful. It can be an hour, a day, or just a few minutes. The length of time does not matter as much as the depth of the rest and emptiness that you allow yourself to experience. Rest without emptiness is physical rest, and physical rest is good. But the rest that follows emptying will enable us to find a fruit-bearing rest of mind, soul, body, and spirit that will enrich our building ability in Christ. Emptiness is releasing our burdens, plans, and thoughts to God. This can be through journaling, singing, praying, or meditation, whichever works for you. Then after you've done that powerful releasing of your cares to God, then rest. Breathe in deeply His presence. Rest is to cease from normal movement and refresh yourself in a way that allows you to be stronger than you were before. Restful emptiness allows us to arise empty and ready to be filled, directed, and aligned once again with God and our calling. This restful emptiness gives us renewed focus to build our legacy every day as if it was the very first. Remember, we craft our legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
This has been the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.